You are listening to the audio production of Run the Mile You're In, Finding God in Every Step by Ryan Hall, published by Zondervan and read by Brandon Barnes.
Dedication. This book is dedicated to my wife, Sarah, for always believing in me and supporting me, to my kids who've added so much joy to my life and will be the greatest legacy I could leave, to my extended family who is on this journey with me through the ups and downs, to my friends who have encouraged me along the way, and to everyone who is on the journey of discovering what God has put inside of them. Acknowledgements. I'd like to acknowledge Tom Dean, VP of Marketing at Zondervan, for reaching out to me to consider writing a book to share my story. Without his prompting, this book never would have happened. I'd also like to acknowledge my friend Pastor Matthew Barnett, who pastors the Dream Center in Los Angeles, and took me on the craziest week-long adventure of my life and connected me with the wonderful people at the Fed Agency to make this book become a reality. And to the wonderful staff at Zondervan, thanks for helping turn a runner into an author through some serious editing throughout the process. Writing a book is like running a marathon. There may be only one person out there running the race or writing the book, but there is a huge team behind that person, which makes all the difference. Thanks to my team who ran the race with me.
Mile 1. Vision. I remember the image vividly, the sparkling bright blue water of Big Bear Lake in the high mountain region of Southern California. Because I'd grown up in these mountains, I'd taken in this image often, but this time it was accompanied by a vision. I was a 13-year-old 8th grade basketball player, one who seemed to be stuck at 4'11" and 99 pounds, and despite being one of the hardest workers on the team, I wasn't seeing much playing time. But that didn't keep me from enjoying being a part of the team and observing our weekly games from the sidelines. On this particular winter travel trip, the van was full of rambunctious junior high boy energy, the kind that would give most adults a headache, but I found myself tuning out the chaos and gazing at Big Bear Lake. It was as if all the commotion couldn't penetrate my ears. All I could hear was God giving me a desire I'd never had before. I felt like He was giving me the aspiration to run around the lake. The desire wasn't overly obvious. It was more as if I had an itch that could be relieved only by attempting the feat. Looking back, I realized that my experience in the van was a God-inspired vision, though at the time it seemed like simply an idea that popped into my head. Like many boys, I'd grown up mad about sports and had played the big three American favorites: basketball, football, and my biggest love, baseball. The son of a former drafted Major League Baseball player, I dreamed of one day following in my dad's footsteps and getting drafted by a Major League team. I spent a considerable amount of time pursuing this dream, tirelessly throwing a baseball into a green tarp with a painted white box.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?